It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Did you ever notice the wonder of words? They have the power to heal or to hurt, to stab or to soothe, to lift or to level. And in that respect, each of us were created equal. That is, we can use or abuse this wonderful power of the spoken word. It's easy to be cutting in one's remarks. And certainly this is the tempting route sometimes. All of us have, at some time in our life, experienced the very deep hurt that comes from the cutting remarks. And, beyond a doubt, each of us has been guilty of expressing cutting remarks ourselves. For words to cut deeply into one's heart doesn't mean they have to be spoken with malice or prejudice. Indeed, the deepest hurt comes from words spoken apart from malice or prejudice. For those who speak with malice or prejudice usually have very little, if any, concern for those they speak against. But let one who is supposed to love us speak a selfish word to us, and the cut goes into the quick. Two young men were called upon one day to give a dramatic reading before a very select audience. One of the young men was a very intelligent, very seasoned performer. He had the ability to hold the audience in his grip. The other young man was not so seasoned, had not the opportunity for experience. But he had one quality which was a part of him more than anything else. He wanted to become an actor. More than anything in all the world, he wished to be an actor. The first young man went before the crowd polished and perfect, except for one slight flaw in pronouncing a word. When he walked off the stage, his mother was waiting for him. She immediately began condemning the young man because he made the single mistake. She said nothing about the rest of the speech, which was absolutely perfect. The only thing the young man could hear coming from the lips of his mother was condemnation for only a slight error, a slip of the tongue. The mother acted as if she was embarrassed by the son's mistake. The second young man went to the stage. He mispronounced several words, about like I do, forgot his script in three places, and in general gave a very poor amateur performance. But the audience could tell that the young man was trying as hard as he could. When he walked from the stage, he was utterly disgusted with his performance and vowed to do better next time. His mother, waiting for him as he stepped from the stage, put her arms around him and said to him in a voice of love, "I'm proud of you, son. You did the best you could. You'll do better next time." Yes, it is rather strange, the power that words have. It costs nothing more to speak constructively than it does cuttingly. It takes no more breath to speak helpful words than it does hurting words. And the constructive and helpful words do so much more good. If you were coming down from the stage, which words would you like to hear? Well, the rest of us would also. Let's try to speak them.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.